But it's always a pleasure to welcome L. Andrew Warner to the show. Thank you for joining us today, L.
Glad to be here.
I understand you're going to soothe our souls a little bit in Nova Scotia.
Yes, it's a marvelous place. Around the eastern shoreline, down from the Peggy's Cove, down to the Whale's Back, and down to keeping on to Ocean Stone. Wonderful place. You don't quite have the words. You just feel it.
Now, this, as I understand it, and I'm looking at your article, the extraordinary part about this is that you're standing on a large granite glacier, which is what smooth boulders at Peggy's Cove. Is that correct?
You know, you look and it's just like a couple of football fields of these whales back, what they call whales back when it has been glacier smoothed.
Right.
It looks like a whales back.
Right.
And you, everywhere you see, there's just rocks. I mean, and everything, every rock is a little bit different, or they're all smooth and you can walk along. There's cracks, there's boulders, there's smoothness. And you look out in the oceans just right there. It's just a fusion of all kinds of senses.
And even though, as you say, you've been there numerous times, and yet you discover something different and more dramatic every time you go there.
You know, I think part of it is that as you get older, you just have different eyes. You're taking more time to look at things. You're not rushing to go buy something or go shopping or quickly do this and quickly run somewhere else.
Yeah, very well said. That I find that very true.
Yeah.
When we're younger, we just don't take the time to look at things, or to take a little pocket microscope with us, or a magnifying glass rather, and to stop and pick something up, whether it's a shell or a stone or a leaf, and look at it more in detail. And you're absolutely correct.
And you're looking at the ocean, which in itself has a special draw. I mean, it's like a beautiful to look out there. Your thoughts. It's a great reflective time as well. And when you're young, you don't have time for that reflective stuff. You got to go on. But you sit and you look at that and you think, wow, look at nature. This is just amazing.
Yeah. And now, just to give us an idea, or at least our audience an idea of where this is located.
Peggy's Cove is one of the most famous places and one of the most popular spots in Atlantic Canada. And it's about 27 miles from downtown Halifax. So that's roughly about half an hour.
Right.
And that's on the southwest from Halifax. And it's on a little peninsula coming out. And there's a cove, and that's what's called the Peggy's Cove. And it's just along that eastern shoreline. So as you're driving, the ocean is really beside you the whole time.
So, and it's a typical maritime fishing village, as you point out, right?
Yes, it started back in 1811, and I mean, even everything in that time period has wonderful little legends. Apparently the name Peggy's came from one of the legends, that a shipwreck survivor of the 1800s called Margaret, and she went and lived at the cove, and people started calling her Peggy, and her house became the cove, Peggy's Cove. Others say she was a settler, so you can take the exotic kind of explanation or the other. And so it goes back quite a long ways. It was six families of German descent that had that got the grant in 1811, and then they fished and raised cattle and farmed a bit.
Interesting.
And it continues still to be there.
And of course, it as you rightly point out, is one of the most popular places to visit, you know, in the area.
It is, and it has tour buses coming in all the time, and so often the tour buses, they go to the restaurant or the big parking lot there, which is beautiful, a wonderful place. But you know, your people don't get in as much to go visit the village later on, because the rocks, you can spend hours on them. But this time I took the time, instead of just driving in and driving out again. It's just a marvelous little place, and to think they've been there for almost 200 years.
Amazing. Tell us about the old lighthouse.
The lighthouse is quite unique. It's a very small one. It was built in 1868, the original one, and it's been decommissioned for a time now. It was a wood one and reconstructed as the concrete later on. And it's the traditional red and white that all Canadian lighthouses are. And it's quite unique. You can go in there in the summertime and bring a letter, and they will actually stamp it, Peggy's Cove, mail from Peggy's Cove. And so you see it going from there. It's a very small one. It's not a working lighthouse. But it just adds a drama to when you're looking at the scene and you have these gray-white boulders and then you have this dark red and white lighthouse right at the edge of it.
You also mentioned that for those that do visit, to be cautious about the rock walking close to the ocean.
You can become mesmerized by the ocean, and I've done it myself. You get too close, but those rogue waves can come, and there's usually a couple of people that die every year that are swept off the rocks close to the edge, and because the rocks are so big, you think, well, nothing's going to happen. But a rogue wave can come, and it can take you, and most people that are swept away do not survive. The other danger, too, is, and I did this one of the times, you get so mesmerized with the water and just walking, you don't look at where you're stepping.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
There's still crevices. It's still wild country. And I went flat on my face. I mean, just plunk. And I didn't get hurt, but it is something to be aware of, to be cautious when you're walking.
Now, you use the term I find interesting because one doesn't hear it referred to very often in the States, but you refer to it as rock walking. And now, is that just a term that you use because you were walking on rocks, or is it actually referred to as a traditional thing one does? They go rock walking?
I've heard the term, and again, I agree with you, it's not often used, but people that really love to rock walk, that's what you call it, or walking on the rocks, but easier to say rock walking.
Right.
Adds a different exoticness to it. But there are so many places in Canada along the Canadian Shield, you have it in the territories, you have it on the West Coast, where there's just, you can go quite a distance walking on these glaciated, smooth rocks. And it just seems like a good term to use rather than walking on rocks.
Well, I can remember as a young lad, we lived near the ocean, and we used to walk out on these rock jetties that went out into the ocean. And it was great fun to walk out on them and find little things that were hidden in these crevices that had washed up when the tide was higher. But yes, one had to be careful because not only were the rocks at one point wet, maybe over the evening or early in the morning, but they sometimes get that green moss on it, which can be very slippery.
Ah, yes, yes. There isn't the moss right at Peggy's Cove when you go. I mean, once you're not right at the edge, it's just smooth. But there's something about walking. There's paths, but be able to stand on that actual rock. I mean, it's you connecting with that rock.
Now, you say that the population of this historic little village is 76.
Yes, 76. I've seen some figures lower, a few just a little bit higher, but 76 seems to be the average number.
And it was founded in 1811 by six German families, is that correct?
Yes, families of German descent. They were granted
right.
800 acres.
Oh, great. And they've managed to keep the population to a mere minimum. I wonder if the men travel a lot.
From what I've been able to determine, they still do go out for lobster fishing. And then some of them, of course, are tied into just the tourism because that is a huge... A huge thing at Peggy's Cove,
right.
All year round.
Interesting. I'm just going through some math in my head. A population of 76. It was founded in 1811 with six families. You would think there might be a few more children than that.
Yeah, there could be as well, but they may have moved on as well. I mean,
yeah,
it would be a small community.
Yeah, good point. Good point. You know, the parents might like it, but what the children look at it in a different manner.
Yeah.
For those that are listening, the article, Elle's article, is up on our site with some very nice photos along with it, and you can read it more in depth by going to ttrn.com. And Elle, once again, thank you very much for sharing this with you, and we always look forward to speaking with you.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Will do. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.